Welcome to Thursday. The Bob Bell Show is here at WRJZ. It is sticky out there in 72 degrees. I mean, I thought we were going to have to cut with a knife this air.
It made my hair do some funny things.
It made your hair do some funny things? It
wouldn't lay down at all.
Wouldn't lay down at all.
It took off.
Huh. I'll be darned. Well, that's Dr. Todd Harden over there, the quiet one. We may switch his mic and see what would happen. So, okay, let's switch mics. Because obviously, yeah, we'll switch to that mic. We're going to switch to back to his old mic.
My old new mic.
There you go.
Get better.
That's you. In the flesh and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, the other one doesn't work. This is the... It worked before, but it doesn't work on the air.
You get stage fright when I showed up.
Well, you're so intimidating.
That's what it is.
You know, and we're going to talk about the pursuit of wisdom today.
Yep.
I can't wait for that. I know it's percolating in your head. I'm just wondering about that. You know, and I thought about that. Talk to some old people. Talk to some people who've lived a while. Okay, whatever you consider to be old.
Right.
Talk to some chronologically advanced people who've lived. They may have some wisdom. You never know.
It's possible.
They've seen a thing or two.
One or two things, yes.
And maybe they've been bitten a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great way to learn.
That's
huh?
right.
That's one
right.
way. For WRJZ 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, and all over the world at WRJZ.com. That's so thank you very much. Anyway, yes.
So, no shy's popping out there, Bob.
Getting nerve damage. Somebody turned down my headphones over here. And so, anyway, there we are. We're in a good place now. I have learned so many things from people that I have sat with or ministered to, or they've ministered to me, really. Maybe I pretended to minister to them when I was a deacon, or I made hospital visits, and I heard so much wisdom. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
To hear, well, I tried this and I did this, and I got to tell you, here's what I learned. And it's people who are very honest. They're at a place where they're not trying to impress you anymore. They're just trying to tell you. We'll talk about the pursuit of wisdom coming up in a few moments. Also, what it looks like when a believer goes home and the hope that's in our heart, one that's been sick for a while. We'll talk about that too. From WRJZ 102.5 FM, this is Joy Radio. The Bob Bell Show continues in just a moment.
She's got Dollywood. We've got Bob Bell. That's just as good, right?
Settled peace in our heart for WRJZ. Joy Radio gave me beauty for ashes. Now listen to this one family that sent a notice out this morning at 12:20 a.m. You ready, Todd?
I'm ready.
Our dear Steve laid down his sword today and went home to Jesus.
Mm.
Now, what I know about Steve, y'all don't know him. Maybe some of y'all do. Steve came to faith in Christ several months ago, really over a year ago. He came to faith in Christ, made it plain and pertinent that he had a need for the Savior. I tell you what, that's the first thing about wisdom is when you discover your need, isn't it, Todd?
Amen. Yeah, it is.
That's huge. You're going to expound on that. But Steve then wanted to get baptized,
mm-hmm.
fighting extreme health problems from which he died
mm-hmm.
at 12:20 this morning. He went home. And I never saw so much joy on a man's face, completely tatted up, owned a tattoo shop, was an artist. His wife was an artist. Tremendous people. They've been through you-know-what and back.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some hard-fought hallelujahs, shall we say. And I saw such joy on his face when he came up out of that water. I was standing close to him because mm-hmm. I was in the choir.
Right.
And then my wife, as she normally does, befriended his wife.
Of course.
Because that's what my wife does.
Yeah, that's exactly what she does.
And they've texted back and forth, and they've they've just had, you know, wonderful conversations. I don't know what all they've talked about. But my wife has been a comfort to her, mm-hmm. and I imagine she continued to be.
Sure.
But after all of that, that was her statement. He laid down his sword and went home to Jesus today.
It's beautifully said and beautifully done.
I love that. There's a lot of wisdom in that. So pray for them, generically, if you would. God knows who they are. Pray for all those who are going through a transition, losing people. But then also pray for parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, I would imagine, have probably talked a lot about wisdom this month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard lots of really good commencement speeches. One came from Eric Church.
Mm.
Eric Church went to the University of North Carolina, which nobody likes that school. Well, we know one who does.
Yeah,
but anyway.
That's very rare, though.
It's not Florida. It's not Alabama, so it's okay.
It's okay.
But he did a tremendous commencement speech using his guitar. He said, I didn't know what I was going to say, so I thought I'd pick up a guitar and use it as an illustration.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about all these strings working together to make a beautiful sound. And very much gave pretty much a mirror of the church with all of our different gifts and who we are. And I thought, that was really well done. That was really well thought. By the time he ended it, I thought, this was really well thought out. He didn't just throw that together. He had really been thinking.
Where's this going? And then I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, he really knew what he was talking about. And,
sure.
And there was some intellectual honesty there, too. And it was just well done. Even if he was a North Carolina graduate, you know, it's okay. Some North Carolina graduates, they do okay.
Mm-hmm.
For WRJZ and 102.5 FM. So what brought you to the place you said, let's talk about the pursuit of wisdom today?
To be honest with you, sitting day after day with people that were not being wise.
Yeah.
You know, it really helps you think through. The first thought is, wow, how'd you get in this spot? You know, in my head as I'm listening to the stories unfold. And usually it's because there was a lack of a pursuit of wisdom. You know what I mean? And that's how they ended up. And it's at that point, I'm not there to beat them up at all.
Right.
But it's you know, how are we going to get out of the spot we're in, and how are you going to stay out in the future? That's kind of what got me thinking about it. It was just that, you know, every day we are confronted with who we are going to follow on a decision-by-decision basis. D.A. Carson calls it Dame Folly, D-A-M-E.
Like D-A-M-E.
Folly. Dame or Lady Folly. Or Lady Wisdom.
Dame Folly or Lady Wisdom.
The book of Proverbs is full of those comparison and contrast. And so often we follow Dame Folly instead because it seems like she offers so many good things for us.
Because it looks good on the outside.
It looks good, smells good, sounds good, feels good, all that kind of stuff. And it's usually not good for you.
Mm.
So just it's just learning to slow down a little bit and figure out, okay, what am I trying to accomplish here?
Mm. You know, even in the first few verses of Proverbs 31,
mm-hmm.
we see the mom speaking to the son,
mm-hmm.
Lemuel,
mm-hmm.
and making these statements about what this looks like, how you could be deceived and fooled.
Mm-hmm.
And don't look that way. Don't look that. Don't be fooled.
Right.
Don't get caught up in this, that, and the other. It comes from living life.
Yeah.
And having some wisdom. I think this is good. Do you think when we come back from a break, we'll talk more about it, but do you think that people begin their journey when they really get to self-awareness?
I think that's a huge part of it, so they can make good decisions.
So by the time they end up in your office, mm-hmm. they're at least on the edge of being self-aware.
Right. Well,
because or they wouldn't be there.
Yeah, right. Sometimes they're forced to be self-aware.
Sometimes a spouse forces them to
or
be
the
there.
Judge.
Or the judge. I thought about that.
Seriously, yeah.
No, it's like you've got to show proof. Like, mm-hmm. I was there, I visited.
That's right.
I actually did this therapy, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Oh, man. More coming up in just a few moments about Dame Folly
or Lady Wisdom.
Dr. Tata, that's why he's the doctor. Hey, coming up, I got a prize package to give away.
Perfect.
Which includes, believe it or not, a book on Ecclesiastes.
Aha!
From the one and only Alistair Begg.
Awesome.
So we're in good shape there because we're going to give away a complimentary book plus some other things and a WRJZ highlighter coming up in a few moments. Traffic and weather together coming up next. It's 18 minutes after 6.
We found found him dressed like a Roman soldier standing in the church parking lot. Bob Bell, keeping it classic.
Taking you back to 1981. Yes, this is for you. WRJZ Joy Radio. Oh, I just love it.
Great, Bob. I'll be singing this the rest of the day. It'll be humming in my head the rest of the day.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, that's good blood pressure medicine.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, there was a precious child of God that came in here the other day to pick up their prize. And Dave knows who she was. She was here with Dave, and Dave was getting her prize. And she brought in a gift for us. You see that over there?
I see it.
She, after she had had a stroke, I think a couple of years ago.
Right.
Has made that herself.
That is really cool, brother.
And it says, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And she just exuded joy.
Mm.
Even though she's still recovering. She can't drive. Her husband drove her here to pick up a prize. But there was this big smile on her face. Now, I'm going to tell you who she is, because I don't want to embarrass her. She took a donation of cash out of her hand and gave it to us for the Bible League.
How about that?
So for $5 a Bible, we'll be able to put Bibles in the hands of believers, or even people who are unbelievers, who want a copy of the Scripture in their language.
Awesome.
It reminded me of somebody who just gave out of their need.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that... And she was just so full of joy and smiling, couldn't wait to take pictures with us. I mean, and it was great. It was great. People like that ought to be cloned so they can walk around your church.
Isn't it funny how here at the station we try to bless others and we're the ones that end up getting blessed?
It's the truth, brother. You got it. So tell me about this wisdom thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, here I am in my 60s, and I'm still working on it.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, honestly, there is a connection. I need to do some research on this, some like actual research. There is a connection, though, between self-control and wisdom. Because typically, foolish people tend to be kind of impulsive about things.
Good point.
They tend to get emotionally overwhelmed. And all
so they react on
they react instead of respond. And then it's almost like... That old skit of Tim Conway and Harvey Korman at the dentist office. And remember where Tim Conway was trying to numb up Harvey Korman, and he messed up. And one thing kind of led to another, led to another, led to another. That's what happens when people follow Dame Folly, you know? And they get so far down, they can't get back up.
A comedy of errors.
That's exactly right. And they're paralyzed to do the right thing.
Yeah. It's true. And then you get overwhelmed.
Right.
I've done that before where I've made so many mistakes or choices that led to problems.
Yep.
That I looked at the mountain of mistakes and choices and I went, I can't do anything.
And here's the crazy part about
it. You give up.
That's right. You're looking at that mountain of mistakes. You're looking at your position in relation to that mountain of mistakes. And you realize this is who I am. And we act out of our identities.
Yeah. And that's when you corrected me. No, that's not who you are.
That's right. Yeah.
And you just
forgot about that. Yeah.
I mean, you finally, you wanted me to discover that for myself.
Yeah, but you're a little slow sometimes on the upset, Bob.
But you finally came to the point, that's not who you are.
Right.
That's just who you say you are.
That's right.
That's how you see yourself.
That's right.
And again, you know, we used yesterday that little clip from Jelly Roll. Dave, you still got that? The Jelly Roll clip where you're a liar, you know. Yeah, and what we're going to do is he's going to list all the things the enemy told him about himself, which, of course, put him in prison.
Of course it
and
did.
Put him in all kinds of bondage and almost ended his marriage. But Jelly Roll, liar, is one of those things that if you hear it, you've been told some of these things, too. Some of the people dealing not just with substance abuse, but you've been told other things that are lies. Yeah, we just did it yesterday. Yeah, it should be there somewhere, I think. Anyway, but fire it up for us, Dave. We'll see what Jelly Roll says.
Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke.
Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar.
It's good music, by the way.
Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head.
Now listen.
My bed when I'm dreaming.
I can hear you in my head, in my bed, when I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
You ever heard those little voices?
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a lot. Listen, there's a lot of you Methodist Baptisterians. I'm about to get exercised.
Here we go.
There's a lot of you Methodist Baptisterians out there that felt a little edgy, and you didn't like that. Because you know that Jelly Roll still he still owns a bar in Nashville, and he still does this. Listen, he's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that somebody gets close to him that has maturity, that will bring him up in the faith and disciple him.
Yeah, if you're struggling with that, it would be the same thing as you going home to your 5-year-old grandson and screaming at him because he can't do physics.
Exactly. He doesn't know yet.
That's right.
But if you walk with him, and there are some people that are walking with him, and I'm praying that the right people walk with him. I'm serious.
Sure.
Because there needs to be discernment.
Right.
He doesn't need to be listening to Stephen Furtick. Hear me.
Oh, no.
He doesn't need to be listening to Stephen Furtick.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Stephen Furtick? He doesn't believe the gospel.
And he's got a jacked up view of the Trinity also.
That's a problem, isn't it? Anyway, that being said, that leads to a lot of other problems down the road.
Yep.
This man said, I sat in a cell for 9 years with no hope, and I finally had a Bible and some way to sing, and that's all I had. And I clinged to it, and some other people in jail led him to the place where he could trust Christ.
That's amazing.
And then he started to get his girlfriend to believe it. And then she believed it. And she left her lifestyle. Yes, she's been a stripper, whatever. But now they're in a new life. They're married.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking. But they're not there yet.
Right.
And I got news for you, Methodist Baptisterians. You ain't there. You're not there yet either.
Right.
Don't beat yourself up. But you're on a journey. You stand justified. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Todd. I'm stomping all over you.
You keep going. This is actually reinforcing my thinking. Go ahead. Keep going.
If I can reinforce Todd's thinking, this is a good day. but don't let the enemy lie to you.
Right.
That's what he does.
Yep.
Now, I'm not in favor of talking to the enemy.
Right.
I talk to the Father. The Father handles him.
Yeah.
But it is okay, I think, to voice just so you can hear it. It's not going to magically change everything. It changes the atmosphere. No, it doesn't. Stop that. But nope. But it is good for you to say, hey, you're a liar.
Yeah,
don't lie to me.
You hit a good point, too, about how you talk to the Father. Let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen, how the enemy works.
Mm.
He actually takes our existing fears and uses them against us.
No.
It's almost like, imagine you're a mean father and your 5-year-old son's in bed and you've just tucked him in and you're walking out of the room and you go, uh-oh. And your son goes, what is it, Dad? Nothing. I just thought I heard something in your closet. Good night. And you walk out and close the door. That's what the devil does.
That's what my big brother used to do to me.
Because he knows that you're afraid of what's in the closet or not in the closet.
Yeah.
And so that's really, don't fall for that.
No. And again, those are shadows and lies of things that aren't there. And there's something in the scripture, especially in the book of Proverbs, about fleeing things that aren't there.
Right.
You know, running away from that which is not there. But we know this. Surround yourself with people who love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
A cord of three strands is not easily broken.
Mm-hmm.
You walk together, you hold each other up, you hold each other accountable, but do it rightly. At WRJZ, the Bob Bell Show continues in a moment. It's now 6:30, half past the hour. It's 71 degrees. Todd's on a roll, man. He is cooking. We got something cooking for you. It's called Fox News, brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
So what's going to be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs or will I turn around and run?
Mm.
Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth that changed my life.
So for WRJZ, Joy Radio, Todd Harden is here. It is now 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock and 71 degrees. The Bob Bell Show is underway. Todd, I was asking you during the break, I said, is it like us as young Christians when I was younger in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
just to point at everybody and go, well, Father, I'm glad I'm not like him. You said there's a progression there.
Yeah,
explain that.
There's a progression, and you can very quickly think of it. Think of the prodigal son parable. There's three main characters there. You got mm-hmm. the younger son, the older son, and the father. There's a spiritual progression all of us go through, and you really can't avoid it. Now, unfortunately, most of us get stuck. But the first progression is represented by the younger son, and it is the fool. You want to experience deliverance by making your own rules up as you go along.
Mm-hmm. You realize, and I've been that person.
That's right. Most of us have. You realize that after a while, you can't, is that all there is to life? And so you start looking for a code that's outside of you and above you that you can look up to and organize your life around. And so that ushers you into the second stage, which is the older son, known as the Pharisee. And the Pharisee believes that if I keep these rules that are outside of me, I can be delivered to God in that way. And then you realize eventually that you can't keep the rules. And then mm-hmm. for those that mature to the next stage, you become more like the Father, which is known as the friend of God, who still keeps the rules, but he does it out of love instead of fear or trying to curry favor with the Father. So when you see a person who's very legalistic about things, they're stuck in the Pharisee stage in most cases.
For sure.
Yeah, and many folks in the church, unfortunately, stay there.
So you get the guy in Luke 18, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness
mm-hmm.
and scorned everyone else. Now, some of them are not believers.
Right.
Some of them can be described as believers.
Mm-hmm.
But we get stuck. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other was despised tax collector. That's who he was.
Mm-hmm.
The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, I thank you, God, that I am... I'm doing the voice.
Yes.
I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven. And he prayed instead. He beat his chest in sorrow, saying, oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner.
Mm.
And Jesus nailed down this last phrase. He said, I'll tell you the truth. That man went down to his house justified.
Justified. Declared righteous.
That just, and when I heard that, I looked at myself sometime in 1993, 94. Mm-hmm. I said, self, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there, I thank God I'm not like them.
You see that a lot of time in young pastors, too.
Yeah.
They're so excited about their theology. So their legalism will take a different form.
Yeah.
But they'll get off on these crazy little things, and it's almost like, oh, well, wait a minute, we forgot to share Jesus with anybody this week. You know what I mean? Because they're too busy in some ivory tower in their head.
Exactly.
Making all these deep theological arguments about how much they know and how much you don't know, church sitter, pew sitter.
When we come back, we'll have a dirty old farmer teaching Barney how to sing.
All righty, then.
It's a part of our wisdom link.
Mm.
That's next on WRJZ Joy Radio. It's now 6:40.
Joy Radio.
Another reason to listen this May.
It lights my day, gets me going to work.
We're Joy Radio.
The Warriors, he's had a chance to talk to. High request from Todd Harden. He wanted to hear a little Peter Cetera, Chicago.
I'm just thinking of you, Bob Bell. You're the inspiration.
You're baby. The inspiration of my life. Oh, dear. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, this is the Bob Bell Show. Coming up now on 6:42, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock, Michael Woolworth of the Bible League, going to be in here in just a few moments. Phil Sklar, UT graduation, bobbleheads, and a museum.
There we go.
There's a bobblehead museum he's going to talk about. I guess that's what it says. This could be fun. That's coming up later on next hour at WRJZ. We're pursuing wisdom today.
Yes, we are.
It's you know, the best thing is we've seen wisdom in every place we've looked in Scripture where Jesus spoke.
It's amazing how that works.
That really does work well. Walter P. Chrysler worked out a deal on this date in 1928. He was going under as a car dealer and a car producer.
Mm-hmm.
The Chrysler Corporation merged with the Dodge Brothers.
That's right.
Later on, they played dodgeball. No, they didn't. The Dodge Motor Car Company had been purchased several years earlier from widows of two founders. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
But it was from a banking firm for $148 million. Now, I don't care in any time that's a lot of money, but 1928,
mm-hmm.
that may as well be several billion. You know, anyway, that being said, that's what happened. Walter P. Chrysler saved his company by merging. Neville Chamberlain, Prime Minister, this is another great display of wisdom. Of what not to do. Neville Chamberlain, 1937, followed the Chamberlain-signed Munich Pact, effectively handing portions of Czechoslovakia to Adolf Hitler.
Yep.
Chamberlain declared that he had secured peace for our time. Oh, really?
That didn't age well. That aged like milk, Bob.
That did not do well at all. Like milk on a hot, sunny day. But as we all know, of course, Hitler took advantage of Neville Chamberlain.
The wisdom, the lone voice of wisdom in that whole time was Winston Churchill.
Yes.
And no one would listen to him.
And then he ended up prime minister after mm-hmm. that.
And then once they defeated Germany, they fired him.
They got him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. We are a fickle people, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
All of us are. Abel and Baker were two monkeys that survived a trip into space on this date in 1959 at Cape Canaveral. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Huh, Abel and Baker. So this is where we come to as far as wisdom and teaching and things like that. When you don't make yourself aware and you think you know it all, and you think Mrs. you know, Eleanor Poultice has told you everything you needed to know, your voice teacher, you're like Barney. Thomas More was born on this date in 1779. Thomas More wrote the lyric, "Believe Me If All Those Enduring Young Charms." And I thought about this song and this display from a dirty old farmer, his name Rafe Hollister, played by the incomparable, I want to say it's John Jones, that may be incorrect, but Mr. Jones was an actor who was also a singer, but he was always playing an old actor. Listen to Barney trying to teach the farmer, the dirty old farmer, how to sing.
Pick it up.
Hurry up.
And fleet in my arms, and like fairy wings fading away.
It's not my key, he said. Now listen to Jack Prince. That's his name.
Thou would still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart would entwine itself fervently.
The incomparable Jack Prince as Rafe Hollister, who ended up winning the singing contest. The Pharisees in the group,
mm-hmm.
the one older lady who was chairman of the Mayberry Women's Club, a producer of the finer things of life,
yes.
and the mayor, Mayor Stoner, did not like that because he's seedy, he said.
That was the word he's, I remember.
He's seedy.
Mm-hmm.
And all Andy Taylor heard was his voice. He said, "I forgot what a great set of pipes you got there, Rafe." And then, you know, Barney said, "Yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty good. Why don't you take him on over?" He said, "No, he's not trained, Andy. What if they ask him to sing a cappella? What would he do?" And you know the great line. "Well, Barney, what would they do if they asked you to sing a cappella?" He said, "Well, I would sing it. A cappella." Well, you know, I don't know the words. For WRJZ, I'm sorry that I know that much, but
It's awesome, though.
But it's a display of not being aware of what you don't know.
That's right.
The more you become aware of what you don't know, then you're set to learn something.
Yeah.
The owner of the Savannah Bananas was in Knoxville for their two big shows. And he kept saying, in several videos that I've seen over the last few days, of him asking question after question of people who've owned businesses and teams everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When he and his wife bought the Savannah Bananas, they were in their mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have, after they bought the Savannah Bananas, they didn't have two dimes to rub together.
Right.
And they were going under fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they started making it all about the people who came to see them. They're fans.
Right. That's right.
And then things changed.
Mm-hmm.
For WRJZ, we're about you. Summer of Liberty coming up starting next week. This is going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about things the Founding Fathers said that made a difference in our life even today. We're going to talk about so many other, you wouldn't believe it. We're going to be led in the national anthem and the pledge by kids all over.
Awesome.
It's going to be great. Coming up, WRJZ on 102.5 FM. Food for the Soul is on the way from David Jeremiah as well.
From Sunrise in Seymour to Biscuits in Bearden and Coffee in Carnes, mornings are better with Bob Bell.
Yes, it has.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's singing at 6:53. 7 away from 7. WRJZ. The Bob Bell Show continues. I remember standing in this, well, really right in front of the stage, about 12 rows back, at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum when Stephen Curtis Chapman was there sometime in the late 1990s. I don't know which year, but he was there. It was before he came for the Outdoor Christian Music Festival. So he was there, and it was Heaven in the Real World. I think Dancing with the Dinosaurs is one of the songs that he did. And I was all over because I'd never really heard it. And he'd become big friends with Kent Ham and Answers in Genesis. And, you know, we're still dancing with a dinosaur. And all the wisdom that we see from the scripture saying, hey, you know what? Maybe it's billions of dead things buried in rock layers distributed by water all over the earth. Rather than thousands upon thousands of millions of years and a little bit of water cutting the whole Grand Canyon out. From the Colorado River. Anyway, Todd Harden's over there. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, Jack Prince was a great Rafe Hollister character. I love that.
Barney's lack of awareness just always killed me in that show.
And Don Knotts' ability to be able to carry that out comes from his own childhood.
Right, his own brokenness.
His father was abusive. He was a ventriloquist. He had, he did some cool things with a ventriloquist doll. He played the nervous guy all the time because his dad made him nervous.
The nervous guy is exceptionally good.
And that was unbelievable. Did you know, not only was it the birthday of Thomas Moore, believe me, if all those endearing young charms, Ian Fleming was born on this date in 1908.
Bond.
The creator of James Bond.
James Bond.
Do you know he died in August of 1964?
That early.
Do you think he got to see the finished product? Because
probably Thunderball or whichever one was the first.
The very, very first one, maybe? Was it? I'd have to look it up, see if it was 64. Dave Clabo knows. Our resident movie expert.
Well, it was the first one was Dr. No.
Dr. No.
Dr. No. Thunderball was later.
Also, a Jack Lord in the movie.
Jack Lord made an appearance in that?
CIA agent Felix Leiter.
Oh, I told you he's got a mind like a steel trap.
Sean Connery's first debut is Bond.
If you want to get a good fight going, start talking about which Bond's best.
a lot of us do agree that Daniel Craig was really good. Was he the best? I don't know. Sean Connery. I mean, and I loved Roger Moore, but a lot of people didn't.
Yeah, I was more of a Sean guy.
I mean, personally. I loved Roger Moore, but you could hear his knees creak when he ran.
Yeah.
Because he was already old.
Yeah.
He did Bond differently. He played it tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, and he never had a crease in his slacks after he'd get in a fight. So that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. It was so cool, though. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know who else has a birthday today? Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips, 82 years old today on the celebrity birthday list.
Ooh.
Does that take you back in time?
Oh, yeah, man.
Somewhere going down Boyd's Creek Highway.
That's right. Turning off on the Cleary Bend Road.
Yeah. Also, John Fogerty turns 81 today. I remember playing this song one time at U-102 back in the day when I was a disc jockey there. But yeah, from Creedence Clearwater Revival, he also did it. Yeah, he also did The Old Man Down the Road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's 81.
Right.
So the old man is down the road, but he's still there. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, the Bob Bell Show continues. Now, next hour, we're going to talk to Michael Woolworth of the Bible League. He's going to tell us about this precious 9-year-old girl whose father died like 2 years ago.
Okay.
She became a Christian, and she's begging for a Bible.
We got to get her a Bible, Bob.
I think we can help.
Yep.
Recently, we've come to know that there's 932 new believers in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
This is another part of the world.
932.
Okay. And we have that specific number. Very carefully ministered to, counseled, and vetted. And they're desperately wanting a copy of the Bible in the Creole.
Well, we got to get it.
Well, the Bible, they can do that for $5 a copy.
Oh, yeah.
So, WRJZ.
There's always a way.
Yeah, it's fair. So we've pursued wisdom today. I want to thank you for being a part of it, because that was really good. I'm always left scratching my head there. The incomparable, let's hear it for him, the one and only, Todd Harden, ladies and gentlemen, at WRJZ Joy Radio. I literally woke up this morning. Actually, I didn't wake up this morning. I came in here and started doing show prep, and I looked on my phone. My wife had sent me this text. A text that I'd kind of been expecting, but had forgotten about it. And it was one of our friends that we just recently got to know who was on his deathbed. And he finally passed away this morning. But he was laboring so much with his breathing. But praise God, he came to know Christ last year. He came to be baptized just a few months ago. And I thought, man, what a picture. Man, when I say tattooed from head to toe, literally, he had tattoos all over his bald head. See, now I wouldn't think about putting tattoo on artwork like yours, bub.
You'd have to fight me for that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't either. I'm not an anti-tattoo person. My wife's got a couple of tattoos, and that's cool. But I just don't like the pain. And it's something permanent. I just don't want it.
Well, you can have it removed with a laser. With a laser.
Talk about pain.
Well, it takes a while.
That's even more. Yeah. But my wife has put inspirational tattoos on her, so I'm cool with that. And she asked me, and we talked about it. But anyway, congratulations to Steve for graduating, and I know his family's going to dearly miss him. And his friends and people that he's ministered to. Later on, next hour, we do the bobblehead thing. We're going to have a prize pack to give away at WRJZ and much, much more. Now it's time for the latest Fox News at WRJZ Knoxville. Right now, it's 70 degrees. Before I forget about it, a hearty happy anniversary, number 56, to friends of mine and neighbors, Steve and Pat. Great people, great kids, tremendous grandkids, but congratulations, 56 years marriage. It's not an accident. Two kids from Powell, just kind of hanging out together and doing their thing. University of Tennessee baseball, by the way, Friday night, tomorrow night, we'll take on Eastern Carolina University.
Now, which is the team? Is it the softball or baseball team that's going to the World Series?
The Ladies College World Series, the WSCS, the WCS, yeah, whatever. The Women's College World Series, the WCWS.
Just get it out there, Bob.
WCWS, Women's College World Series, University of Tennessee Lady Vols.
Sound like you did a Dr. Al no-no.
What did I do?
Double do.
Double
you. Said the double do. You know, he told us a story one time that one of his students had an air check,
mm-hmm.
and took it to this big station he wanted to work at, but they didn't hire him because he didn't say double you, he said double do.
And also the mistake number two is saying W.
Oh gosh.
He
hated that. He hated that so bad, which I understand. I mean, you want to sound professional. You don't want to sound regional. Way down here, whatever.
W. I mean, that's George Bush's name,
now,
W.
Did he say, like, did he ever tell you to sound like a general American?
For sure.
Okay. That's what he told us.
Hello, General. And so when he said that, I said, is that a two-star or a three-star? Smart aleck. So congratulations to the Lady Vols. They'll be playing Texas this afternoon at 2:30.
Yes.
University of Tennessee men's baseball team play Eastern Carolina University tomorrow, as I said. Best wishes to them. That's in the regionals.
I just wish I could watch a softball game because my mom used to play softball back in the day when she worked as a nurse at Fort Sanders. She was pretty athletic.
Carlin Pickens, more than likely, will be on the mound. And she'll take the mound pitching for the University of Tennessee Lady Vols, I think. Now, that's not for sure, but I think she'll be on the mound. It'll be here in Knoxville as they host the Super Regional.
Ooh, okay.
So, no, I'm sorry. It's the Women's College World Series, Bob. We've already been here in Knoxville. I'm all mixed up. So it's in Oklahoma City. That's where they are.
Okay. Just don't confuse people like that, Bob.
Well, when you say they're in the College World Series, that means they're in the Final Eight. Next weekend will be the College World Series for men in baseball.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
So the University of Tennessee men's baseball team have a chance to make it there, but they're in consider this the first round of the tournament, in a tournament full of 64 teams, much like the basketball tournament, okay? But it's hard to make the top 64. There are a lot of good college baseball teams out there. So for Josh Elander, the new head baseball coach, and he does not coach the same way as Tony Vitello, although they're very good friends. And Tony Vitello hired him as one of the assistant coaches. It's different. Doesn't mean it's worse. But it's going to take a while for him to get his rhythm. All right, so but it's a congratulations, though, too. The Savannah Bananas, I mentioned them, baseball team. It's actually more like the Harlem Globetrotters on a baseball diamond. And they had a great time at Neyland Stadium on Saturday night, even though a lot of people couldn't hear sound-wise. It wasn't good that way. But the guy who runs the Savannah Bananas, the man who owns it, is now 35 or 36 years old.
He's a youngin'.
Yeah, 10 years ago is when he bought the Savannah Bananas. And they were just a regular league team of some sort. I don't know what kind. But he wasn't having any more than 100 or 200 or 300 people come to his games. And he was trying to ask the person who had some wisdom in the business different things. They said, make it all about the fans. And people hated it first, but that's all they talked about locally in the news. So then everybody else started coming. Coming up in a few moments, how can you make a difference in someone's life for eternity that may be halfway across the globe? Michael Woolworth's going to tell us in just a few moments at WRJZ. Stand by. Coming up, we talk about miracle stories from around the nation featuring the Bible League.
Somewhere between sundown and Seymour and high noon and Halls, it's Bob Bell.
Word of God.
Welcome in at WRJZ. It's now 7:12. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. You know this. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. With us, I think we're going to have Michael Woolworth on, so we're hoping to get him on soon. But I'll tell you this, we have great opportunity to make a difference in lives. I hope and pray that you can be a part of that. Go to WRJZ.com. That's WRJZ.com/Bible. Meg and I spoke a week or two ago as we were talking late one night before we were going to bed, and we prayed. And the Lord laid on our hearts as I spoke to her, and we talked about our fondness of the Bible League and what a difference they've made in our life just with the trips that we've been on. And then we came up and said, hey, this is going to be fantastic because we're in a place now where we can help. So we made a donation. Many of our friends have made donations. We appreciate it if you would help us out. We're just a little around 20% to our goal. So at 20% of our goal, we've got another month to make it in the month of June. And if you could help, that would be great. Later on, when we finally talk to Michael, hopefully we'll be talking to him the story of Carlo, an itinerant pastor in the Andes Mountains, and also this precious 10-year-old. She lost her father. Her name's Lizbeth. Lizbeth. L-I-Z-B-E-F. She lost her father last year. But she is yearning to read about God in the Bible. She wants a Bible for her family and for her. So that's what's happening. And I hope you get a chance to participate with us in what we're doing with the Bible League. So with that being said, if you go to wrjz.com/Bible, there's just a little bit of information, but you can determine what your gift is. Some people are doing the $60 gift for 12 Bibles. I mean, we've had somebody out of Louisville bring in a whole lot more. We've had some other people bring in a whole lot more from other places. It's been fantastic. Later on, we're going to have a chance to win the book of Ecclesiastes. Speaking of that, it's not just the book of Ecclesiastes. It is a writing about the book of Ecclesiastes from Alistair Begg, our WRJZ Joy Radio Truth for Life Ministry of the Month. Comes on 12:30 weekdays. And Alistair just has a great perspective on the chasing after the wind. You're going to love this. I think it's fantastic, and I hope and pray that you will you'll be a part of it. But anyway, we'll give you a chance to win that. Plus, I think we've got the American Playbook from Clay Travis. All of that coming up right here at WRJZ and a WRJZ highlighter. That's in the next half hour. But for now, let's go to Chicago. Michael Woolworth is with us. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Top of the morning to you. How are you, brother?
So glad you could join us on the Bob Bell Show. We appreciate it. You've got a couple of great stories this morning, as I was talking about. Carlo was one of them.
Well, you know, Bob, you know, 2 weeks ago was what, Armed Forces Day. Monday, of course, we observed Memorial Day, you know, honoring those who never made it out of uniform. And that, you know, reminded me of Paul in Ephesians 6. He says, look, put on the full armor of God, right? He said the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? It's the Word of God, this precious book that we cherish and that we hold very dear in our walk with the Lord, right? And so what you're doing with every gift is putting what? The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You're equipping Christians for battle all over the world. And, Bob, in places like the Andes Mountains, right here in the Northern Hemisphere, right, there's a battle at play there. And so we want to come alongside these believers, not give them pity or protection, but give them the precious Word of God. But, yeah, Bob, Carlo is an itinerant pastor in the Andes Mountains. He is. He will travel days by foot, by boat, by mule, to reach remote Christians. 50 here, 500 there, 300 over here. He has been beaten by warlocks, male witches, right, who fiercely oppose the gospel. He has been robbed of everything in his possession more than once. He's fallen 100 feet in the Andes Mountains. He's broken bones. All of this to the glory of God and to help build the church. Now, listen. He's got this audio clip that talks about how desperate the Christians that he serves are. He says what? They're willing to share a Bible. This is Carlo, and he's in the Andes Mountains.
Everyone wants to read the Bible, but what happens, there are a few copies here in the area. Many of them will be sharing a single Bible.
Wow. Yeah.
Bob, I assure you, he does not exaggerate the truth. I mean, you know, Bibles are in short supply in places like the Andes Mountains. And so Christians will share a Bible. But what that means is when they do receive a Bible, what happens? They share that with others, right? They say, look, I've got a Bible. Let's grow together as believers. But, you know, Bob, in this day and age, it ought to be unthinkable in our minds that believers are forced to go without a Bible.
For sure.
Especially since we've talked for weeks that what? You know, a Bible is only $5, right? $5. So again, the princely sum of only $5 for that Bible. But Bob, let me just say real quickly, one of the families that he has reached there in the Andes Mountains belongs to Lisbeth. Lisbeth is 10 years of age, and you've got this audio clip from her as well. Would you share this, and I'll come back and finish up this story.
I am Lisbeth. I am 10 years old and live in Peru with my mom and sisters. My dad died last year. We would like a Bible to read every day when we wake up. Thank you.
Did you hear the goats in the background there?
Yeah, my colleague that collected that for me said, yeah, Michael, I'm out here on the hillside, right? You got the goats and the sheep. You know, it's definitely a rural setting. But, you know, Elizabeth said what? You know, my dad died about a year ago. He had an illness. He never recovered from that, Bob, leaving his wife, a widow with four daughters, Elizabeth, part of the mix there. And again, she's not saying we need your pity or protection. She's saying what? We simply want to wake up and read about the God who loves us. Carlo, the man I told you about, who's been attacked by warlocks, right, that fiercely oppose the gospel, he has reached this family, and they're part of a congregation there of about 100 families. And again, they're praying for the precious word of God. And Bob, that's why we've been gathering together for the last few weeks to share unmet Bible needs. 50 here, 500 there. God has truly at work in his world through his word. And again, for the princely sum of only $5 a Bible, we're inviting the Joy Radio family to be a part of this. A quick update, Bob. We've seen
Just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. Hang on, Michael. We're going to take a quick break back because I don't want to rush you through this. But I want you to give us an update when we come back. By the way, it's WRJZ.com/Bible. Michael Woolworth continues in a moment.
From Powell to Farragut and from Halls to Carnes, he's delivering Christian talk you can trust. The one and only Bob Bell.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing. The summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six.
Are you thankful this morning?
Blessings on blessings on blessings.
I hope you are.
Still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends. For the songs that make us dance on this old earth.
From the hills of the Andes to the hills of Tennessee, it's Bible League. Now go to WRJZ.com/Bible. Let's make our donation today. Meg and I made our decision last week. We did our thing. Many others have followed suit. Michael, we've got a ways to go, but we're going to get there one step at a time. For $5 a Bible, we can literally change a life. How are we doing?
Well, you know, about 5-6 weeks ago, Bob, these two ministries, Bible League, Joy Radio, said, look, if this is an issue facing the global church where, you know, as many as 9 of 10 new believers in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, go without a Bible. Let's get together and do something about it. Bob, we effectively began at zero today. We're at 500 Bibles on their way. We want to do this for 2,400. Mm-hmm. Then we know by name at Bible League. So about 1,900 to go. We need to do that by the time we hit July 4th. So when we put brats and dogs on the grill and celebrate America's 250th, Bob, we want to be able to tell again all 2,400 waiting believers that we know by name at Bible League, your Bibles, they're coming. And Bob, that ought to be of comfort to your listeners. There's not a place on earth where Bible League serves, where we're not connected to the local evangelical church. And this is really an investment, listeners, that you can believe in. Bob Bell has traveled with us. He's seen God at work through the ministry of Bible League. And Bob, you've been great over the weeks we've been together. In fact, over the years, to be able to say without any reservation, listeners, be a part of what God is doing, and it happens for the princely sum of only $5 a Bible.
You won't go wrong. You're never going wrong when you give away the scriptures to somebody that does not have a copy in their own language. And you've seen people, and I've seen people, literally grown men get on their knees, hardened grown men that have worked in the soil. Their hands are like leather. You know, you look at their face, man, and they got wrinkles, and they've got sun, and they've, you know, But they literally got on their knees and started to weep when they got a copy of the Bible in their own language, and it changed their life. And they became a flamethrower, like you said before the break. They became a flamethrower. They're sharing God's word all over the village. You can't stop them, and we're going to replicate that. I thought about that little girl making that statement a moment ago with all the goats in the background. I said, hey, that's not bad. I mean, that's really good. Sorry, I had to do one. But anyway.
I love that, Bob.
But it's the opportunity to put joy into somebody's heart, and a joy that not just comes from a silly joke from an eighth grade talk show host like me, but instead it's a joy that comes from a heart that's settled in Christ. Who are we, if we have the truth, that we don't share it with somebody when we have the ability to give that $5, the ability to give that $60 gift? You know, one of our friends gave $500 worth of Bibles. I got to tell you, Michael, a few days ago, and David will verify this, this lady came in. She had had a stroke 2 years ago. She brought us a picture that said, this is the day the Lord has made. She won a prize. Sweet, dear lady. And she could barely walk. And she said, oh, by the way. And she gave me a hug, and we had a picture made with her. And she took a $20 bill, and she shoved it in my hand because that's the only way she knew to give. She said, please give this to the Bible League. I said, oh, man. And I knew that she was giving out of her need. So there's a great conviction that comes on, and that's okay. That's God speaking to you, saying, hey, what would you do? What would God have you to do?
Yeah.
And if we follow that, Michael, we're going to be okay.
Well, that's your listeners, Bob. They get this. They say, look, I love my Bible. God has used his word to grow me. And I want to give that to others. And let me just say thanks to some of those who have said, count us in. Lydia, Sean, Paul, and Bruce have said, what? We want to be a part of this. In fact, Bob, you know, I had a chance last week to call two of your listeners. I should say one of your listeners, a couple. Yeah, two of them, you know, uh-huh. John and Gail there in the Knoxville area.
Uh-huh.
I said, John, Gail, thanks for giving. Why'd you give? She said, you know what? It occurred to my husband and me. What if we were the ones in those stories you've been telling with Bob? She said, we would pray that anybody would give us a Bible. She said, even though we're half a world away from most of these people, she said, they're members of our spiritual family. She said, that's why we gave. So, Bob, that's your listeners. We've seen 500 Bibles sent to this point. That's 500 answers to prayer. We want to do it for at least 2,400, maybe more by the time we hit July 4th. But, Bob, that's how we get there, is just, again, praying about it. God will tell you the answer, right? Bob, you and your bride have supported this campaign. We're so grateful for that. But, hey, let's get it done together. Amen?
Michael, thank you for all the work that you do. It's unbelievable what you do on a daily basis as you coordinate. We have other many sister and brother radio stations all around the nation with whom we get to. Some of the sweetest times is riding that bus in Nigeria with a bunch of other talk show hosts and discovering the more we thought we knew, the more we really don't know. And discovering what God's hand does when we start using and giving out the word of God so that people can be saved and set on the road to discipleship. Man, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. I think that's Matthew 28-ish, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and I'm
sure. Absolutely.
You know, when we do that, we're doing his will, and wherever God guides, he will provide. So make your gift today, wyrjz.com/Bible. Just one Bible, and we're off and running. Michael, God bless you. Keep up the good work, my friend.
All right, Bob. Let's get it done together. Amen.
Yes, sir. Michael Woolworth, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, if we get to our goal, we're going to try to see if we can get a Michael Woolworth bobblehead doll. What do you think, Dave?
Let's do that, and then Bob, you and I will sing the Hallelujah chorus.
Of course we will. Bob, I appreciate you, but we may be doing that. That'd be great. God bless you, Michael.
All right, Bob. Have a great day.
It's a sunny day at WRJZ. It's 71 degrees. We got more coming up. Time now for the latest news, sponsored by my friends at Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue. We've been getting our tires from them for probably 25, 26, 27 years, something like that. Stop in there today. Get a grip on the road with Fleet Tire.
Stepped out for a second. But now he's back. Bob Bell.
Brothers, sisters, come on down to that river. Guaranteed you'll never be the same.
Oh, yeah, I'm fired up now.
From the heart of the Savior. Bring your sins and all your guilties.
Come on now, 7:36, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WRJC. Joy Radio, brought to you today on this Thursday by our good friends at our new window company that's representing us and taking care of business. And by the way, they are getting ready to give away a brand new window, or I should say a brand new door entrance, to somebody who's been nominated, who's in need. Now, we're talking about those who really do need it. So I want you to think about, is there a neighbor, somebody in your church? And think about who may need a window. So I'm going to give you a website here pretty soon. You can nominate them. And in June, they're going to have a chance to win. Fact is, we're going to have Chad back on from Keith Windows. Go to keithwindow.com, keithwindow.com. Make your nomination. Say, hey, here's somebody who's fallen on hard times maybe, or they're older, or they need an expansion of their entryway. They need a new door, a new front door. He's going to give away a new front door. Chad Leith is. Keith Window Company, been in Knoxville forever. Chad brought it, purchased it just a couple of years ago, and has kept really a beautiful tribute going by doing business the right way, number one. Number two, he and his wife have decided to give these prizes away every so often. Kind of similar to what some other friends do with painting with a purpose. But this is Keith Window Company, and I love what they do. So they find people who are in need. Now, I know some people who've been wanting a copy of this commentary on Ecclesiastes, Chasing the Wind, and the American Playbook from the one and only Clay of Clay and Buck, Clay Travis. And not only that, WRJZ Highlighter. As we get ready to celebrate the quincentennial, the semi-quincentennial, here's your question for the day. In 1908, Ian Fleming was born. What famous series did he create? The number 865-342-5620. It doesn't get any better than this. This is easy. We've got a highlighter. We've got the book, Commentary on Ecclesiastes, as well as the American Playbook by Clay Travis. 865-342-5620. Ian Fleming, born of the state in 1908. What famous series of movies did he create? 865-342-5620. Some more fun and your answers when we return.
In a world full of noise, he's talking truth. Bob Bell is on the air now.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, what I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace, yeah, in an extraordinary place.
I think he played this for President Bush one year, too.
With the stars and stripes.
Yep, he did.
And the eagle flies.
For WRJZ, it's now 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Great Focus on the Family coming your way at the top of the hour. Don't miss that. A few moments ago, I mentioned a very easy trivia question. Ian Fleming was born in the state in 1908. What famous movie series did he help create? Through the books and writings. He was the author. Then the movies came. 865-342-5620. There's a book out from Clay Travis called The American Playbook. Clay is on 12 noon on our sister station, Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760. WETR, Knoxville's Talk You Can Trust. Also, 12:30 each and every weekday afternoon here at WRJZ, we feature Alistair Begg, Truth for Life. The great Scottish accent of the man that you've heard many times say, the man on the middle cross said I could come. That's him. That's Alistair Begg, who's taught so many great truths over so many decades and has been a part of forming the hearts and minds of so many preacher, teachers, and pastors. And just regular guys like me.
I'm not a preacher, teacher, or pastor. But he has helped me so much walk in my faith and grow in my faith. There's a book on Ecclesiastes called Chasing the Wind. And I've got it here for you. It's a brand new book out from Alistair Begg and Truth for Life. And then if that's not enough, we have a WRJZ highlighter, 865-342-5620. Again, the question is, Ian Fleming, being born on this date in 1908, created what famous movie series? This should be easy. 865-342-5620. If you haven't won in the last 30 days, you were eligible to win. It is a tremendous day. We start Monday with the big celebration of the Summer of Liberty. We're going to concentrate on several liberty verses. When I say several liberty verses, I'm talking about things like Galatians 5:1. You see, we can talk. Listen, we're going to wave the flag a bit. The flag, though, does not supersede our Savior. Our Savior is one. Do not make unto thee any graven images, the Bible says. Commandment number two. Commandment number one, the Lord your God is a jealous God. You shall have no other gods before him. That's commandment number one. I think if we ever got commandment number one right, commandments 2 through 10 would be much better and easier to apply. Now, these commandments and us trying to somehow obey all of them is good. It will not bring us salvation. It absolutely will not bring us salvation. However, these commandments will also give us an opportunity to see how in need of a Savior we are. So that's for sure. We're definitely in need of a Savior. From WRJZ, let's go to the phones and see if we have a trivia contestant.
It's Lynn, line one.
It's Lynn. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm sleepy. How are you, Bob?
What do you mean sleepy?
I'm sleepy. I was up too late. Been doing that too much.
Remember, we're not bailing you out again. Not just kidding. I'm sorry, Lynn. She is not bailable. She's fine. Thank you very much. Okay, Lynn, here's the question. 1908, Ian Fleming was born. He was an author. What famous series did he create?
James Bond?
Yes. The James Bond movie series, starting off with Sean Connery, perhaps the one that everybody thinks of is James Bond. And you can get in big trouble if you start debating that. I like the way Daniel Craig has portrayed him, and his time is done. Now they're moving on to a new one. But, you know, I liked it. I love the Bond series. I think it's great. So, for your efforts, you have won Clay and Buck, or I should say Clay Travis's American Playbook, and the commentary on the Book of Ecclesiastes from the one and only Alistair Begg. How's that sound?
Well, just fine. Thank you very much. But you know what? James Bond is not my favorite thing the guy ever wrote.
What's that?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
He did write Chitty Chitty. I did not know that till I just looked it up.
He wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and let's make it more fun. The guy that wrote the screenplay for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was Roald Dahl, the guy that wrote Willy Wonka.
Oh, my word. Now, see, that makes sense. But I would have never guessed that Ian Fleming would have come up with a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. In this, our frightful fendered friend or faithful fendered friend.
There you go, but got a little bit of spy attitude in it too.
It does. Can you still see the picture in your mind of Dick Van Dyke driving around in this wonderful old car? Here, Dick Van Dyke is 100 years old now, still living, still moving, still exercising, but driving around this wonderful old car. And it was one of the funniest things you ever saw, but it was a movie that was full of joy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And he danced and he sang and he was fabulous in that.
You know, I saw some recent video of him. For a few seconds, he can still dance, and it freaked me out. I said, Lord, Lord, give me one of those. Man, I wish, of course, the Lord said, well, you're going to have to work for it. Anyway, Lynn, congratulations. You've won the aforementioned prizes. We're going to put you on hold. Mr. Dave's going to make sure and get all the information from you, but good job.
Thank you. You have a great day, too, Bob.
You too, Lynn. There's another winner at WRJZ, 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. We're all over the world at WRJZ.com. Brought to you by the one and only Keith Window Company, KeithWindow.com. Make your nomination for someone who may need a new door entryway valued up to $5,000 from Keith Window, new sponsors of the Bob Bell Show.
More energy than Neyland Stadium on game day. It's Bob Bell.
WRJZ. Mm-mm-mm. Ain't nothing like a gospel song. The sun is out at 71 degrees. Weather's not all good in East Tennessee, though. I'm going to tell you, at WRJZ Joy Radio, we found out in Greene County, just up the road about an hour and a half away, there's a flash flood warning. Now, I've looked on the radar. I just see these big orange blobs. They're not big, actually. They don't span a lot of distance. These orange blobs pop up and then they go away. Across the mountains right now, on 40 eastbound as you're headed into North Carolina, you've got that big storm and rain shower just pummeling through there. Through our 243 miles that we drove down close to Burlington, South Carolina last Friday, I bet it rained for about 140 of those miles. And most of that was coming over the mountains. But that being said, it kind of brings you back. When you talk about Greenville, you get a little PTSD because of flooding that happened in Helene over a year ago, now coming up in a year and a half ago. But that being said, there is a flash flood warning in Greenville and in Cock County. That's more coming over the mountains, close to exit or mile marker 449 or 448, somewhere in that neighborhood. Be mindful of that. From WRJZ, coming up later on today, 6 p.m., Dr. Rocky Ramsey. I bet y'all didn't know he was also a tremendous basketball player. I mean, tremendous athlete. But basketball was his main. I mean, he was incredible. But anyway, Dr. Rocky Ramsey, who's now been devoted to preaching for well over, 45 years? By the time you combine all the churches he's been, it's been over 30 years he's been at his current church, Corrington, Growing for Life, 6 p.m. this afternoon. He talks about this great wisdom we've been talking about. Do not confuse a hit of spiritual dopamine, you know, I feel so good about the song, with the real thing, the real joy that God gives you. Listen to how Rocky Ramsey describes it.
And here's what I thought about that. If being filled with the Spirit can't help you overcome your sin, it's overrated. But see, they think it's an experience. I had this experience, therefore I'm filled. I can't beat pornography. I can't stop doing this or stop doing that, but I'm filled because I've had an experience. I'm telling you, if being Spirit-filled doesn't help you overcome your sin, it's way overrated. I wouldn't recommend it. But that's not what being Spirit-filled is. Now, last thing I put in your outline that I stated earlier in this message, never interpret the Bible by your experiences. Interpret your experiences by the Bible. I'll say it a different way. Never mistake a hit of dopamine for the presence of God.
Oh, yeah. So well said. I hope we hear that. I mean, years ago, I was talking to a pastor named Raul. Raul was in Barbados, and he pastored a church there. It was a Pentecostal church. Our basic theology lined up well. Some of our non-basic, that is, our non-essential theologies were a little bit different. And somebody said, Pastor, I believe I'd just jump over the pew if you say something like this. And we walked a little further as we were walking through the venue. We're going to have this special event. And I said, Raul, what do you think about that? He said, look, I don't care how high they jump when they come to church. He said, quote, I want to know how straight they walk when they land. He was saying the same thing Rocky Ramsey just said. If the presence and power of the Holy Spirit doesn't change your life and take away your sin,
and make you hate your sin, then it's overrated. Coming up at 6 o'clock today, Growing for Life. That's good. So think about that. Don't be whisked away by so many feelings. By the way, did you know T-Bone Walker was born on the state in 1910, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer? The guitarist that pioneered the sound that literally helped create modern blues sound? That guy. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, our time today brought to you by Window Company Extraordinaire, Keith Window. Now, keithwindow.com is the website you can go to. Make a nomination. Maybe it's a neighbor or somebody at church, somebody you know or love. Maybe it's a family member who needs a new entryway. They're going to give away a new entryway next week sometime to somebody who desperately needs it. Their employees are getting together and picking one winner to win a new entryway valued up to $5,000. KeithWindow.com, Keith Window Company, in business for a long time, many decades. But they're under new ownership over the past couple of years. Chad Leith is tremendous. He and his wife do a great job. They understand the need. They even now have a destination in Destin. So if you're in our Florida network listening to the Bob Bell Show this morning, you can call in Destin for Keith Window Company. But our number here, 865-420-2671, 420-2671. My name is Bob Bell. What a great day we've had. Coming up Monday on the Bob Bell Show, we start the Summer of Liberty. Tomorrow, it's going to be a great open line Friday at 865-342-5620. We're going to catch your thoughts on a lot of things coming up. Coming up the next several weeks, we're going to have an opportunity to interview the one and only John Becker of Channel 10. All of that coming up at the Bob Bell Show in the next several weeks. You don't want to miss it. All right here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, I'm Bob Bell saying now go out and do Jesus to someone today.